Hello, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast, the show where we provide organizing tips and solutions so you can get organized, simplify your life, and create more time so you can do the things you love to do. I am your host, Kath McEwen, and myself and my team help those with clutter clear their clutter, get organized, and pack and unpack. We help organize homes and offices and also help organize moves. So you ready? Let's get organized. Hi, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen, and today I want to talk about stuff and why we have so much of it. And you know what? We often don't even realize how many items we have until we have to move and pack it all up. So I see this a lot with our clients. When it comes to moving, that's when they realize how much stuff they really have. And especially if they're downsizing, because then they have to actually let go of items because it just won't fit into their new home. But even if you're not moving, you may still have too much stuff. So when you think about it, many years ago, there were many families that had large number of family members, and they also lived in smaller homes. And we just didn't have as much stuff as we have today. We were able to manage with less. Now, we have access to just about anything, right? So we can get access to anything. So I find we just have way more stuff now. And I think about my grandparents. They had seven children and they lived in a small home. The children shared rooms. The closets were made much smaller back then. They just didn't have the bigger homes, I find, as much as they do nowadays. And so today we have large walk-in closets, we have large linen closets, our hall closets are pretty big, but I remember the older homes, they were much smaller. Everything was on a smaller scale and our homes just seem to be bigger now and we just have more stuff. So why do we have so much stuff? I'm actually going to ask you an important question at the end of this podcast that I really want you to think about. So stay tuned to the end where I ask you this question because it's an important question. So I really want you to think about it. Okay, so let's get started. And I'm going to talk right now. I'm going to give you 8 reasons why we often have too much stuff. And I really want you to think about them and see if you can relate to any of them. All right. So number one is it's too easy to buy. And it's so true. It is much easier to buy now than previously because of online shopping. You can sit down and purchase just about anything within seconds. Do you find yourself doing a lot of online shopping? If so, I really want you to stop and think about if you really need the items before making that purchase. So if you're going online before you hit, you know, that you're going to purchase it, think about if you really need it and maybe even step away from that computer or laptop and just think about it over a few minutes and decide if you really need it. Try not to do that impulse buying. Think about it for a while and you may find that you change your mind and you don't end up purchasing it. And that's number one, and it's just too easy to buy. Number two is digital ads, which definitely lead to spending. So do you ever notice that when you hop onto a website to look at a product and you decide not to buy it, then the supplier haunts you with Facebook ads? So if you're on Facebook and you are on a previous website and you're looking at some products and all of a sudden you're on Facebook and it's in your feed constantly, these sponsored ads, right? It happens all the time and it works. And that's why they do it, because it works. So that's number two, those darn digital ads that haunt us. Number three is buying makes us happy. And I don't know about you, but when I buy something fun or really nice, I get excited about it. And actually, it doesn't even take me much to get excited. It could just be a new pair of pants or it could be a new shirt, and I get excited. The problem with this is that if you are purchasing a lot of items in your home already has too many items to start with, then the excitement of the purchase doesn't last long because your home is already cluttered and you are adding more items to it. So it's not so exciting anymore because you're just adding more items to your cluttered home. It can cause us stress and overwhelm. And sometimes we even feel shame and guilt when we're purchasing too much and the bills start to add up. You know, those credit card bills,
Well, no one wants to have a credit card debt. So if you are buying too many items and shopping is really not making you that happy after all, it can actually be quite depressing, right? So yes, it's fun. It's exciting to purchase something, but that excitement doesn't last long if you have too many items in your home and it's just causing clutter and debt. Number four is I am bored. Hey, nothing to do, so why not go shopping, right? Like, I know that feeling sometimes where you're like, I'm not sure what to do, so I think I'm going to go shopping. That will give me something to do, right? Hang out in my favorite shopping mall or go to my favorite consignment store or even just hop on that internet. And if you can relate to shopping when you are bored, think about what else you can do besides shopping when you're bored. What else could you do? Think of something that will not bring more items into your home. Okay, so before I go into the next four tips and the question at the end of that I want to ask you, I just wanted to quickly mention that if you want more free home organizing tips and you're on Facebook, hop on over and request to join our free Facebook group, which is called Organize for Success. So once again, Organize for Success is our Facebook group where we provide free tips. So hop on over and request to join. We are also on Instagram at Kathy Organizes, and that's Kathy with a K, K-A-T-H-Y, and Organizes with a Z, not an S. So at Kathy Organizes. Also, we have two courses available for you that you may find extremely helpful. Number one is Calm the Clutter, which is full of great content, jam-packed with info, including step-by-step instructions on how to organize any area of your home. You will feel so much better once you've started this course. My students have told me that they went from feeling overwhelmed and not knowing where to start to having an organized home that they love, and that can be you too. The second course is a paper organization course, and it's only $27. You will learn how to declutter and organize your paperwork, what files to keep and for how long, and how to handle incoming paper into your home. All this for $27. It's a steal of a deal. You can check out both of those courses at secondsetofhands.ca/courses, and that's written out second, not the number two. So secondsetofhands.ca/courses. And honestly, they are worth the investment. If you do the work required in the courses, you will have the organized home you dreamed of. All right. So let's now move on to number five of why we have so much stuff. And number five is it was such a great deal. Hey, it's 75% off. What a steal of a deal. But my question to you is, do you really need it? That is the question, because it is not such a great deal if you are spending money when you don't need to and it's taking up space in your home. Don't fall for those discounted prices. If it's something you need, hey, what a great deal, 75% off or whatever the sale may be, then by all means, get it because you need it. But if you don't need it, then don't buy it. 75% off is still money. You still need to spend money on something that you don't need. So don't buy it. Okay. Number six is I deserve it. Yes. And I kind of agree with this. You do deserve it. So you say I deserve it. Yes, you work hard. And yes, you deserve to reward yourself. I totally agree. But instead of rewarding yourself with stuff, reward yourself with something that is not going to take up space in your home, because having too much if you have too much stuff, it's not so rewarding after all, really, is it? So I know there's times where you've had a busy week or you've had successful, whatever, you may have had something that's been very successful for you. And you're like, I deserve to bring more stuff in my house. I deserve to shop. I deserve to buy something. But if you have too much stuff in your house already, and it's not something you need, then it's not so rewarding after all, right? So reward yourself with something like a dinner out to your favorite restaurant, or go for a massage, or go to the spa, whatever you want to do. If you want to treat yourself and you want to spend money and buy something for yourself, pick something that won't cause clutter in your home. Okay, number seven is family or friends keep giving you stuff. You may have heard me talk about this before, because I hear this quite often with our clients. They have boxes or containers of stuff that friends and family have given them. Often they haven't even gone through the items yet, and sometimes they don't even need the items. So if you can relate to that, then you need to learn to say no, thank you. And you can say something like, if they're trying to give you this stuff and you don't need it, then you can say something like, thank you for thinking of me, but I really don't need anything right now. So no, thank you. It is okay to say no. It really is. Okay. Number 8 is, I didn't have much as a kid. So you may have grown up with a family that didn't have a lot of items, and now you want to make up for it. So you didn't grow up with a lot, and you want to make up for it. Or you may have kids and you want them to have more than what you had. So I understand this, but please keep in mind that physical items is not as important as personal memories. So once again, physical items is not as important as personal memories. So instead of having so much stuff, make memories instead. So I ask you, here's the question that I want you to really think about. What is really important to you? Is it your stuff, or is it your family, friends, your career, etc.? I really do bet it is not your stuff that is so important to you, right? Your family, your friends, your career, everything else should be more important to you than all the stuff that you have. So once again, what is really important to you? Is it your stuff, or is it your family and friends and career? And if you're actually answering that my stuff is extremely important to me, and you have a lot of it, then I want you to really think about it and ask yourself, do you want to live in a cluttered home, or a home that is spacious, peaceful, and where you know exactly where your items are? So if you're finding yourself saying my stuff is really important to me and you have a lot of it and you don't need it all, ask yourself, do you want to live in a cluttered home, or a home that is spacious, peaceful, and where you know exactly where your items are? And as mentioned previously, if you want to live in a home that has less clutter, then feel free to check out our Calm the Clutter course. It's jam-packed with step-by-step instructions on how to get your home organized so you will love your home. And don't forget to check out the paper organization course. That's only $27. Steal of a deal. Okay, everyone, have a great week, and I'll see you next time.